Welcome back. Montana's Attorney General is reportedly close to wrapping up his investigation of Three Cups of Tea author Greg Mortensen and Mortensen's charitable organization CAI, the Central Asia Institute. Greg Mortensen was on Here and Now several times describing how he was rescued by Pakistani villagers when he wandered into the town of Corfe after a failed Himalayan climb, how he promised to return and build a school and did, then went on to build dozens in Pakistan and Afghanistan through CAI, becoming an advisor to the U.S. military, winning the hearts and donations of millions of Americans. Then last April, journalist John Krakauer and 60 Minutes combined reporting to claim that Mortensen was a fraud, that crucial parts of his memoir couldn't be true, that the CAI was a personal cash cow. That led to civil suits and the Montana investigation, and the word now is charges are coming. Alex Hurd is editorial director of Outside Magazine, the only journalist Mortensen spoke with when this scandal broke. Alex, what are you hearing about possible charges?
Well, what I'm hearing is that the Attorney General's investigation is wrapping up, and they say probably in the middle of March they'll be releasing whatever results they have. And beyond that, everything is rumor, but the rumor is that there are going to be some charges or claims of financial impropriety by the organization.
And then there are civil suits. The original plaintiffs dropped out of the civil suit, but they were replaced with new ones. They're pushing for a jury trial. Who are they? Who are the plaintiffs, and what are they saying?
Basically, the plaintiffs are a group of people who purchased the book and are claiming that because it has alleged fabrications of fact, that they're due a refund. It's very similar kind of suit to what we saw after the James Frey Million Little Pieces scandal a few years ago.
Yeah. And in that case, James Frey and Random House did have to settle out of court to pay out in that class action suit. So here you have this group of readers claiming that Mortensen positioned himself as a false hero, and they've submitted this list of questions they want him to answer, everything from where the Prophet Muhammad is buried, because Mortensen did get it wrong in his book, to whether he'd been kidnapped, as he said, or could have even reached the village of Corfe because there was no bridge at the time. Tell us more about this list of questions.
Well, that's part of the discovery process in a civil suit like this. Plaintiff's attorneys are allowed to ask for more information, and it's always a tussle. You know, they're asking about 150 pretty complicated questions, and the defense attorneys are trying to block having to answer those. And, of course, a judge will ultimately decide whether the whole thing goes forward and those questions or maybe a pared-down list of them have to be answered.
Well, and what do you think will happen there? Because, as you write, there are definitely questions about how Greg Mortensen tells his story. John Krakauer in 60 Minutes pretty much accuse him of outright lies. But as you write, there's a difference between him and James Frey. James Frey just lined his pockets with the money from the readers. Greg Mortensen did build schools.
When something's fought out in a civil suit, everything's pretty stark and black and white. There's a set of accusations and a response. In reality, often a situation has a gray area, and that's what will be interesting to see. As we find more about this, we're going to head towards a gray area where Mortensen emerges as someone who did some things wrong and made some mistakes, but is still someone that people should have positive feelings about based on what he actually accomplished.
You say that Greg Mortensen emailed you early on that he expected to be backed up by many powerful friends, including General Stanley McChrystal, former head of operations in Afghanistan. But as you write, these former supporters have fled. There's a civil suit from the readers of the book. And you say part of the problem is that Mortensen hasn't spoken up in his own defense. We should say he had terrible health problems that sidelined him, but what can he say if, in fact, some of the things are not true?
Even Jerry Sandusky has spoken to reporters and probably shouldn't have, but there's nothing to stop someone who's involved in a lawsuit from speaking directly to his supporters through the media or not, and he's just chosen not to do that. For some people, that doesn't inspire much confidence. It makes them think, he's not speaking because he must not have a very good story to tell.
Well, on the other hand, you found people who were with him on climbs, who verified that he tended to other people. He might not have been a doctor or a nurse, as he claimed, but he did care for people, gave up his shoes on one climb. They say he's a living saint. And you also talked to an Islamabad-based filmmaker who was a skeptic about Greg Mortensen and went to the place where he built some of these schools. What did he tell you?
He was expecting to find the same sort of like, this guy's a fraud, we're angry about him. He heard some of that from some people. He has enemies here and there. But he also was surprised by the amount of just on-the-ground affection and respect for Mortensen based on the number of schools they actually have built over there.
Well, we mentioned he had serious health problems, and there have been reports about his mental condition. You write that on April 25th, this was a while ago, police responded to a call from his home in which his wife reported that he'd been assaultive and screaming, sounding at least unhinged. So what is going on with Greg Mortensen? Do we know?
Well, I mean, the indication there, and just from people I've spoken with, was that he's been under an incredible amount of stress. He had a physical health problem related to his heart, and then this endless stress of this case. I have no idea what actually happened, whether it was a nervous breakdown or just a stress overload or inaccurately reported, I don't know. But that was based on a police report, so there must have been something to it.
And what about the organization? I'm one of the contributors to CAI, so I got a letter a few weeks ago, very long letter, in which the people running the organization now kind of gently said that they were distancing themselves from Greg Mortensen because he would be sort of moving away from the organization because of his health problems. Can that group survive if, in fact, they're charged with some sort of criminal activity?
Well, I think what happens in March, if it is coming from the Attorney General's office, will be a very major turning point. They're either going to come out and say anything from, we looked into this group, everything's basically fine, there are a few irregularities, but those are being fixed, to almost a government takeover of their operation. Like, this thing is in such disarray that we feel this office should, at least for the near term, manage what they're doing, or anywhere in between. What I hear indicates that it would fall toward a more harsh approach, but that might not end up being true.
And ultimately, Alex, it is so sad because the bottom line of his story was true. If he hadn't embellished and layered it, he still did build schools. It's a very cautionary tale.
Yeah, and I think you're right that full clarity on this whole thing isn't going to come for a long time. Anyone who decides what they think about it based still on what's known at this point is being a little premature because it's very complicated.
Alex Hurd, editorial director of Outside Magazine, will link you to the latest story, The Trials of Greg Mortensen, at hearnow.org. Alex, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And we want to hear your thoughts. Will you still contribute to CAI, given that it's built almost 61 schools that need to be maintained? Do you forgive Greg his flaws for all the good he's done? Let us hear from you, hearandnow.org. When we come back, is pet adoption from rescue groups harder than it has to be? Here and Now.